Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Back now with the answer to our geo quiz, and we hope it didn't blow you to smithereens. The answer happens to be central to our global hit today as well. Here's the subject of our global hit, Alex Kuba, with a few more details.
It's an incredible valley surrounded by beautiful mountains. It's very cold in the winter, but it's super beautiful. And there is something in the air in that town. That if you go there once, you might consider staying because it's so lovely that it happened to me. You know, I'm loving it now.
Alex Kuba is loving and living in Smithers, British Columbia. That's the answer to our geo quiz. Alex Kuba may be Smithers' best-known Latin musician. Then again, he may be its only Latin musician. Whatever he is in B.C., people are noticing his music. Recently, the title track from his latest album, Agua del Pozo, or Water from the Source, was chosen as iTunes' Latin Single of the Week. The World's Marco Werman introduces us now to Alex Kuba, the man from Smithers, B.C., by way of Havana.
My name is Alex Kuba, and I like to say Alex Kuba. My birth name is Alexis Puentes.
Mueve la cadera, mueve la cintura, ponle condimento, ponle sabrosura. Mueve la cadera, mueve la cintura, ponle condimento, ponle sabrosura. Te estoy mirando a la cara, te encuentro alegre los ojos de darte una serenata.
That's Alex Kuba's popular tune of the moment, Agua del Pozo. It's typical of his compositions, part Latin jazz, part soulful crooning. The style is hard to pin down as strictly Cuban, but it's certainly not evocative of where he lives in the far reaches of British Columbia. That's not to say that Smithers, B.C. has no effect on Alex Kuba's music.
Where I live, I manage to have a very simple life. The cost of living is very low, which allows me to create without pressure, you know. And that is worth a million, in my opinion. I think I travel with my mind, you know, and for example, people have asked me before, how is it the title track of the album that was the iTunes single of the week last week? I told people that I wrote that song with about 3 feet of snow outside my window, and the song sounds totally tropical, you know. I travel in my mind, and I just listen to what comes to me and take it to where it wants to go.
What's interesting about Alex Kuba is that despite his experience as a bass player in a jazz fusion band in Havana, he says he really didn't find his voice as an artist until he moved to Canada. Something that many non-Cubans don't consider, says Alex Kuba, is the pressure created by so many incredibly talented musicians all together in one city.
I always say that if you kick a rock in Havana, you find right underneath of it about 10 musicians. Saying, hire me, you know. And all of them are fantastic players, right? That's the upside of it. The downside of it is that we are very competitive. And it got to a point where every time I got to the stage to play the bass in this jazz fusion band, and if you skip a beat or something, then the next morning, you know, everybody's talking about it in town. And so I just had enough of that, and I said, I know that music is something else. And maybe what it takes for me to see that something else is to leave the country.
Tiene los labios más lindos, más rojos, más tibios, más suaves, más finos que he visto en la vida. Santa palabra medida, la naturaleza que dio simetría a tal maravilla. Muchacha bonita, dame una mordida.
Ironically, Kuba says it's not so easy for many of his fellow Cuban musicians to learn a song with a simple rhythm like this one.
It happened to me the couple of times that I've been down there recording that I have to sort of have put a break into every musician's hand, right? Like, here is the song, let's play. The first couple of takes we do, they sound pretty much like jazz fusion. And then I explain to them what I want to achieve. And finally, they get it. And the end result is that when they listen to it, you know, after the album is done and everything, they don't believe themselves. And the first thing they say, whoa, that sound we always wanted to sound. It sounds so, in Cuba we call the Americans, we call them Yuma. It sounds so Yuma to me, because through hip-hop music and all popular music coming from the United States, what I think gets us, you know, is the groove, the simplicity of it, but we don't know how to do it because our technical skills are way too developed.
It wasn't easy for Alex Cuba to unlearn the impulse to strut his technical skills in his music. He began in Cuba by writing simpler songs, ballads and tunes with basic 4-4 rhythm. He would run each song by his father, who's also a musician.
My dad would tell me, I love the song. I love where you're going with that. I like the melody. I like the lyrics. Try this, try that. But just don't sing, because I don't think you have a voice of a singer. I said, okay. I moved to Canada, and luckily enough, we put an album together in Canada and sent it down to Cuba, sent it down to my parents, and my dad couldn't believe it. My mom tells me that he was staring at the CD player, like not believing what he was listening to. And when the song was finished, he was in tears. And then I had the pleasure to go back and see him, right? And say, that Canada gave me that freedom. No podría existir, no sin antes decir lo que tú me provocas. Ese caudal de miel que te corre en la piel y seduce mi boca. Se me acaba la voz ante todo este amor que hace mi vida loca. Y no podré evitarme la tentación de amarte en cualquier noche, en cualquier rincón. Por más que se oponga el destino, vivirá nuestro amor.
That's Canadian-Cuban singer-songwriter Alex Cuba, and you're hearing his song Desatina, which he recorded right here at WGBH. In fact, you can hear it again, and the entire show for that matter, at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
Por más que se oponga el destino, vivirá nuestro amor. Vivirá nuestro amor.